HKX, mobile.
4 HKX, KK4LAZ. How are you doing this evening, Patrick?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Ooh, can't complain too much. Working a little bit too late and got a little bit of a neck ache, but other than that, I'm in pretty good shape.
You sound like me. I'm just now heading home, and man, my shoulder and neck killing me today.
Hear ya. Working late. It's kind of the way it goes sometimes. I'm actually doing the side hustle right now. I'm delivering plants. I think I told you I do that. So I'm going to pick up my last load of plants, and then I'm taking them over to the customer, and then I will be headed home myself and trying to relax a little bit.
That's all right. Tomorrow I'm doing my side hustle, so I'm right there with you.
Back with you in a bit. I'm in a hole right now. I can't hear you very well.
Just give me a call when you get clear, KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
4LAZ.
HKX, KI4DTY.
Hey, Daniel, KO4HKX here.
How's it going?
Put it this way, I'm glad the day is over.
Seeing where you're coming from. You're finally headed home?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm getting ready to get on 25 off of 290 right now.
KO4NUE. Come on, Chad.
Hey, Patrick, I got a question for you.
Well, go ahead.
That printer you got in the back of your truck, is that a dot matrix? Matrix made back in 1983.
No, sir. I have a laser jet printer for receipts and then an inkjet printer for everything else.
I hate you, Chad. I was just asking, man. I just, Daniel's got a printer in his ham shack that I think it was made in like 1983 or something. And I just want to make sure you use up to date, man.
Well, I'm a few years behind, but not that far.
That's a dot matrix.
Heard it run. Trust me. That is a dot matrix, or there is something seriously wrong with it.
It is not. I'm telling you, it's just a regular printer.
You sent me a video of it running, man. You should see this thing. I mean, it looks like a Marconi something or another. I mean, you could literally anchor a yacht with it.
Today, I ended up calling Chad, and we were talking about some stuff, and then we were talking about the radios, and he was helping me program this thing, and I watched that video a bunch of times last night. I was doing one thing wrong, and I could not figure out what it was. So Chad helped me kind of figure out what it was. And anyways, he was telling me to print off something, which I did. And it was printing off in the background. And Chad chimed in about me having a dot matrix.
Chipmunks back there chewing wood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And see, Daniel's one of them fellas that you can't ever get anything on him. He's too slick. So, you know, you got to get a little something and just stay on it for a little bit.
Been him all week.
It's been fun.
So, I'm just curious there, how many fish you catch?
Don't start with me.
On the truth.
KO4NUE, KO4HKX, and KI4DTY. He's going over there to close the door, Patrick.
I figured he was doing.
I was shutting the door. I was putting headphones in.
I
I don't get in trouble, just you.
Hear me, so we caught zero fish, and I took them to four different places, and I tell you what, we could not catch anything. We literally could have been in a stinking fish tank, see the fish, and we could not catch anything.
Man, let me make sure I got this. Just tell me, I couldn't catch the flu if I wanted to. And I get it, man. And that just kind of adds insult to injury. But, you know, you ain't got much longer. You can grin and bear it.
Did not matter where I took them, my mother-in-law was literally complaining about everything under the sun and actually complained about the sun.
Daniel, I mean, I don't know what to do, but he just, you know, just got a couple more days. That's all I can tell you.
A couple more days, but yeah, it was funny, so we'll have to talk about it Saturday. It was hilarious.
Spotter note, where all y'all go fishing?
Where Wildcat Falls is.
But now I know why you didn't catch any fish.
Why?
The cat's in the water.
So we went out to Wildcat Falls, which is really pretty. It's out there on Route 11. Going up, like if you were going to go up into North Carolina. And it's really pretty out there. But anyways, I was thinking about, you know, my in-laws, and I'm like, my mother-in-law, I didn't want her to have to walk very far. And it's like you park on the side of the road, it's gravel, and then you can walk up there or walk down the trail, like maybe 500 feet. It's not far, if that far. And then, you know, they could sit. I put their chairs. I brought chairs for them so they could sit if they wanted to sit and read books or whatever, complain about birds. I don't know. So I took that out there, and I tell you what, we did not catch not one daggum thing. We fished for about an hour and a half, and finally I just was like, this ain't going to work, and so we left.
What were you fishing for? Just anything?
I'm going for trout. I actually enjoy doing some trout fishing. And that stream is actually stocked by DNR. So I felt like we probably had a pretty decent chance of catching something. But I think all the fish pretty much went downstream by the time we were there.
So you went, is that right there where it splits off? I think that's at 276, Highway 11 and 276.
Yep, up north of that.
I see. Well, you know, it's always good to spend time with family like that. And I'm sure you had a wonderful time. Me and my wife, our viewpoint is that family are like fish. After the third day, they all start to stink. So, I'm not saying you're like that. I'm saying that we have always been that way. And her grandmother actually taught us that. Not that she was that way, but we would come to visit, and she would tell us, you know, the granddaughter, okay, it's third day, it's time for y'all to go, you know. So, but she was always real like that, you know.
Yeah, I agree. But what do you do if the fish hurry comes stinking?
That's what you do. And you do what you gotta do and just keep the peace. But so let me change gears here before we get in trouble. So her grandmother was her husband was in World War II, and they were separated for five, 6 years during the war. And she's a pretty stern woman. So we would go to a restaurant when we'd go to, I think we went to Quincy's one time. I think it was Quincy's. Kind of like a Ryan's, you know, if there are even any Ryan's left. But anyway, she would start with a $20 bill on the table for the waitress for the tip. And when the waitress came to introduce herself, she would tell the waitress, "This is your tip right here, $20. Every time you do something that's not right, I'm going to take a dollar from it." This particular day was, you know, this college female trying to get her way through college. And she ordered a coffee and some pie and the meal, whatever the meal was. So she brought the coffee first or brought the water first. I forget which one she brought first. And she snatched that $20 bill up and she put a 15 and two ones down there. And she'd tell the waitress, or waiter, she didn't care. This is, you know, you don't bring, I forget which one it was, but you don't bring water before you bring the coffee. You always bring the coffee first. So, silverware, oh, that'd get $5 right there just for the silverware. If there was a spot on it, it was $1 for every spot. And, you know, so before the meal was over, I think the girl ended up with like $3 or $4 for the tip. And it just, I mean, it just not embarrassing, but just, you know, she was just that way. And she was trying to teach the waitress something about handling food, and there's an order to the way you do things. And, you know, a place like Ryan's they don't do things like that, but so anyway, just a quick story there, you know. Grandmothers, just do it.
My grand aunt and bearing, I feel bad for my wife because, you know, obviously she wants to spend time with them, so I try to facilitate that. I think the only part that makes it difficult for me, and it's not a big deal, I know people have in-laws that are 10 times worse than mine. I have to be careful how loud I am here. I know people have in-laws that are 10 times worse. I think what makes it difficult is I work from home and obviously live here too, so, you know, I'm trying to run a business and facilitate phone calls and meetings, and I'm trying to deal with all of it at the same time, but it's all good. Yeah, it gets pretty funny sometimes.
Patrick, pick it up. Say 7-3, I just crossed the state line, but I've been just sitting here listening, laughing at you two. Daniel, if you got that 640 in there, see if y'all can switch over and hit it.
I tried it today, and neither one of us could reach the 640.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to hop off here for a little bit. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, yeah, I wanted to hop on here and try to make sure I could hear you get on. I knew you had to drive home probably around 6:30 or 7.
Patrick, have a wonderful evening. Be safe, bud. And we'll talk, catch you tomorrow. KO4NUE, I'm clear. Daniel, I'm going to step out too, bud. I'm going to jump up the sideband and see what's going on with traffic tonight. Maybe I can pick up a piece of traffic or something. But anyway, pleasure working with you today. I enjoyed that. And bring the instruction manual on Saturday. And you just take it home, make copies of what you need, and I'll get it from you next time we meet up. But enjoyed it, bud. And, hey, just do it. It's all good. It's all good. KO4NUE, KI4DTY. I'll be clear on your final, bud.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you for your help today. It was definitely needed, so thank you very much. Hey, I'm looking forward to this weekend, too. Very excited. But anyways, go ahead, jump on your sideband, and 73 is to you. Patrick, if you can still hear me, I'll still be on the side waiting to see if you jump back on KI4DTY, KO4NUE, KO4HKX. I'll be clear. KO4HKX, I'm sorry, KO4NUE, KI4DTY. Chad, you still there? Or DTY, I'm clear.